This is Gene Monteristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And one of the things that happens when we're working towards a goal is we find ourselves in the midst of all of the work that needs to be done, and we're trudging along, and we're doing the work, and we're doing the effort. And sometimes when that's going really slowly, there's a part of us that would simply rather fantasize and go to the place of things being better and just daydream. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to tap for those times where we simply have the desire to daydream and not to take action. So to begin with, tap inside of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as we move through this, go from tapping point to tapping point, starting at the tippy top of the head. I want to move forward. I want to achieve my goals. I want to experience the fruit of that work. But in this particular moment, it feels like it's too hard. It feels like it's too far away. It feels like no matter what I try, I'm just going to be stuck in the drudgery of the work that I'm doing right now. And there are times that I simply want to daydream, that I simply want to go somewhere else, to get my mind off of the work that I'm doing, and to move away from these tedious tasks. And from time to time, it is okay for me to let my mind to wander, to dream of better, to wish for more. But I know that there are times when my daydream is simply an escape, so I don't have to look at what's in front of me, so I don't have to think of the work, I don't have to think of the drudgery, I don't have to think of the task at hand. And I appreciate the fact that there is a part of me that wants to move forward, that doesn't want to be stuck here. And by choosing to wander off into daydreams, I'm simply numbing myself. I'm distracting myself of the pain of the moment, which on the surface isn't necessarily a bad thing. But it means I'm going to stop taking action. It means I'm going to stop taking forward. Instead of daydreaming, I choose to do other things in response to what I'm feeling right now. The daydream is an escape from pain, and I have other tools to escape the pain and boredom of this drudgery. And I give myself permission to choose those instead.